Good morning. It's November 22, 2025. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app.
This discussion focuses on the future of artificial intelligence and its implications for society, featuring insights from Senator Bernie Sanders and AI pioneer Jeffrey Hinton. As highlighted by Benzinga, both figures emphasize the importance of who controls AI technology and the potential consequences for ordinary workers. Senator Sanders raised concerns about the motivations behind the massive investments in AI by tech giants, questioning whether these efforts truly aim to improve the lives of everyday people. He pointed out that while advancements in artificial intelligence could reduce dangerous jobs and enhance productivity, the benefits often do not reach the workforce. Sanders specifically mentioned ongoing union negotiations advocating for a shorter workweek, illustrating how companies may resist sharing the gains from automation. On the other hand, Jeffrey Hinton, often referred to as the godfather of AI, expressed a cautiously optimistic view. He suggested that while powerful AI systems could potentially take over most jobs, the outcome hinges on political frameworks that prioritize human welfare rather than exploitation. Hinton likened the ideal relationship between AI and humanity to that of a nurturing mother and child, advocating for the development of systems that prioritize human well-being. This conversation takes place against the backdrop of significant financial commitments to AI from major tech companies, with projections estimating that the so-called Magnificent Seven will invest nearly $400 billion in AI infrastructure this year. This staggering amount is roughly half of what the United States is expected to see in GDP growth by the year 2025, according to analysis from Sparkline Capital. Overall, this dialogue raises critical questions about the intersection of technology, society, and economics, emphasizing the need for careful consideration of who benefits from the advancement of artificial intelligence.
This report focuses on potential legal investigations into several companies, including Exact Sciences Corporation, Invirid Corporation, and Maris NV, related to their recent sales. Benzinga analysis indicates that Halper Sedai LLC, a law firm specializing in investor rights, is looking into these transactions for possible violations of federal securities laws and breaches of fiduciary duties to shareholders. For Exact Sciences, the firm is scrutinizing its sale to Abbott for $105 per share in cash. Meanwhile, Inviri's planned sale of its Clean Earth division to Veolia Environment could provide shareholders with a cash payout between $14.50 to $16.50 per share. Lastly, Maris is under review for its sale to Genmab, which is set at $97 per share. Halper Sedai LLC is considering actions that may involve seeking higher compensation for shareholders or more information regarding these sales. Shareholders from these companies are encouraged to explore their legal options. The firm operates on a contingent fee basis, meaning shareholders would not have to pay legal fees upfront. This investigation highlights ongoing concerns regarding corporate transactions and the rights of investors in such deals.
This commentary focuses on Waste Management, the largest trash hauler in North America, and its investment potential. A recent update from Motley Fool indicates that Waste Management has seen impressive stock performance, increasing by over 375% in the past decade. The company benefits from a steady demand for its services, bolstered by the growing population and the resulting increase in waste production. Waste Management holds a dominant position in the industry, alongside two other major players, Republic Services and Waste Connections. With a market capitalization of approximately $86.9 billion, Waste Management faces minimal customer turnover, attributed to significant barriers for new entrants in the market. These barriers include a shortage of landfill space and the specialized nature of the equipment required for waste collection. As a result, Waste Management boasts a customer churn rate of less than 10%, reflecting strong client retention. On the financial side, Waste Management has a commendable history of increasing its dividends annually for over two decades. In fact, in 2025, the company raised its dividend by 10%. The firm anticipates generating between $2.8 billion and $2.9 billion in free cash flow for 2025, which comfortably covers its projected dividend payouts of $1.3 to $1.4 billion. Although the current dividend yield stands at 1.5%, close to a historical low, the company has managed to increase its dividend by over 114% in the last 10 years. Moreover, even without factoring in dividends, the stock price has risen by 305%, showcasing substantial returns for investors, despite the lower yield. Overall, Waste Management exemplifies a stable investment in a sector that remains essential as waste production continues to rise.
This report addresses an investigation into potential legal issues surrounding mergers involving Axcelis Technologies and Veeco Instruments, as well as the sale of Cool Company to BPS Ventures. Based on findings published by Benzinga, the law firm Halper Sade is looking into whether these companies may have violated federal securities laws or breached their fiduciary duties to shareholders. In the case of Axcelis, shareholders are expected to hold about 58% of the combined entity following its merger with Veeco Instruments, which is set at a share exchange rate. Meanwhile, Cool Company is being sold for $9.65 in cash per share. Halper Sade is advocating for increased shareholder benefits and additional disclosures related to these transactions. They aim to support investors who may feel they have not been adequately informed or compensated. The firm is open to discussing legal rights and options without any upfront costs for shareholders. This proactive approach highlights the ongoing scrutiny that mergers and acquisitions can attract, especially when it comes to protecting shareholder interests. That's all for now. Thanks for listening, and have a great morning.